prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America. We can't let him tear the kingdom down. This is no game. This is war. Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war. The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is for August 2025. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. And again, I ask you to excuse our sound quality. We still haven't got the Comrex up and running yet because Frontier still has not come and finished the process with the IP address for the machine. I mean, folks, it's like pulling teeth. So sometime this week. First, next week, I'll be changing the way this is done. I'm going to Skylink. It's a different way to get hooked up to the Internet and do things. Frontier has just lost all trustworthiness to help the customers, is all I can say. But we'll move on. That's not my topic tonight. We'll move on from there. But pardon the sound, please, if you don't mind. And I'll mention, I'm thinking of this coming Thursday. I'll not be in the office. If you don't mind, Marsh and I are going to take a couple of days off. We're going to go down to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Spend a couple of days down there. It's a good family-oriented place to be. Maybe go out to dinner a couple of nights and take in a comedy show or something down there. We're looking forward to that. We haven't done that for a long, long time. So if you don't mind, I'd like to take a Thursday off from the office and do that this coming weekend. I want to give you all a heads up. Krista will be here. She'll be here to answer all your questions as far as orders go, take donations, whatever you need to do. Crystal Joy can take care of it, I guarantee it. And that's a fact. So just understand that I just wanted, if you don't mind, spend a little bit of time with the bride. We don't get a lot of time to do that, and I'm very thankful that I can. And I really do mean that. I'm just thankful that I can do that. And also, I want to mention a special I have coming on this week, this month, something that I'm very thankful to offer. One of my dear brother up in Pennsylvania, put together, Daryl Eberhardt put together a little book called Quotations to Read and Ponder. Excellent quotations from presidents, Supreme Court justice, even a couple from me. It's a great spiral bound book. It's got, I think, like 50 pages, somewhere about that. No, I'm sorry, about 100 pages in it. And it's full of quotes from famous people that would say were good people and some bad people. But both quotes are important to read. That is on special. And also The Chaplains and Clergy of the Revolution by J.T. Headley. The man who brought the revolution was not the senators and the congressmen of this country. They were the preachers, the clergy that taught the Word of God. It wasn't time for people to say enough is enough from tyrants. Both these books are available. The regular price is around $44. You got them on sale for $35, both of them, delivered price. These books will bless you, folks. If you like reading history, if you like understanding history, if you like to understand what people in the past have said in the comments and what they believed, and what the preacher said back in the 1700s and what they stood for, these are available right now. Both of them for $35. That includes delivered price. So please, keep that in mind if you don't care, okay? And also a prayer request for a gentleman named Bales. Little guy, bless his heart. The guy actually ran over his little son with a lawnmower, backed over him with a prod mower. And the boy, I understand, is probably going to be okay, but he's got a long ways to go. So please keep it. I don't remember the gentleman's first name, but Bales is the last name. You can only imagine how that daddy feels. Oh, I can only imagine. So please keep that little fellow in prayers, please. Now, we're going to my guest tonight could not be here. She had forgot she booked a flight somewhere. So next week, one night, we're going to have Dr. Judy Gadsden discuss what fast food literally does to your body within 1 hour of eating it. Now, I'm serious about this, folks. I mean, when you eat a McDonald's hamburger, you're getting 15% hamburger. The rest is fluff, junk. Now, I'm serious. Look it up for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Look it up for yourself. This is what we're doing to our bodies, and we wonder why we're sick. I mean, seriously, folks, God gave us dietary laws for a purpose. And it wasn't to punish us or ensnare us or make us do something we don't want to do. It's to keep us healthy and to glorify Him with a healthy body. Now, so tonight we're going to share some things. I want to share a couple of scriptures. I want to share some blessings. I want tonight to be a time, if possible, we'll share some heavy things, I'm sure, but I want to be a night of praise. Please. Folks, I don't care how bad this world is. Now, I know this sounds maybe flippant, but I don't mean for it to. It doesn't make a difference how bad life gets. If Christ is our Savior, we've been cleansed by His blood, forgiven of our sins, and on the way to be with our Father in heaven. Life, no matter what, is bearable until our time is up. And I know most of y'all, they're not anywhere near my age. You may not understand all this until you get up in years to understand that your time on earth is getting short. I mean, folks, it comes for everybody. I mean, I just saw Lonnie Anderson pass away. She's a few years older than I was, 3 a.m. Ozzy Osbourne passed away. He's the same age I am. I mean, I don't care who you are. Death is coming for all of us. How you live your life, folks, is going to matter one day what kind of witness you leave behind. I'm not here to judge the souls of Anderson or Osbourne or anybody else. I'm not here for that reason. The fruit should tell something, but I'm not here for that reason. I'm here to tell you that one thing for sure. Life at best is a vapor. Whether you live to be 100, 50, or 5 years old, life is a vapor. Time is fleeting. Every second goes by. With every heartbeat, you're closer to eternity. My question is, where are you going? But I want to share, if you don't mind, a couple of blessings. Very important blessings. My brother, as you know, Richard Dick, had been very sick for about a year now, maybe a little longer. And if you ever had a chance to meet him before he became sick, he and I are about the same height, right at 5'11 or thereabouts. He is at least 6-7 inches shorter than me now because his body, the body cage just crumbled because of the 13 broken vertebrae and the problem with his bones. He's down to 138 pounds or thereabouts. He was close to 200. So my brother has been very ill. About 3 years ago or thereabouts, 4 years ago, the doctor told him he had leukemia. That eventually it would wear him out. He would finally get him. He had a CAT scan done today, and he was cancer-free. A PET scan. Cancer-free. He started drinking a tea. Within a few months after I found out about the tea, Tahibo tea, what it could do, he started drinking it, and the cancer is gone. Now, you can thank God for that for sure. It's all to His glory. He's the one that gave us the tea. You may scoff at that. That's fine. They told him to kill him. Apparently, it's not going to because he doesn't have it right now. So I give all praise to my Father in heaven for getting me in touch with Malin Vukovic and the Tahibo tea, because our Father created that tea for our healing. That's a fact. You can credit him how you want to, but all things come from the earth for healing. All wealth comes from the earth. And my Father created all that through his Son, Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter 1 and 2, read it for yourself. Now, my brother is healed from the cancer. As of today, he has a clean scan. And I praise God for that with all my heart. I truly, truly do. And I want to share something. I'm sharing this tonight to give praise to our Father in heaven for the blessings he's given this old hillbilly preacher who's been on the radio almost 33 years. I know I'm not a worldwide ministry the size of Kenneth Copeland or any of the rest of them. I don't want to be that way with what the compromise they've had to make get there. But I've been blessed for almost 33 years to sit down and talk to you folks like I am right now and bring on guests I think that are very, very important to our lives today. All of them are important to our lives today. I wouldn't have one. But I want to share something with you folks and what a blessing it is to serve Christ. No glory to me at all. If anything comes across like I'm bragging on me, realize I'm bragging on my Savior. I am nothing but a servant of Christ. If you won't look at it the right way, I'm just a piece of dirt. That's all that I am. My righteousness is filthy rags. There's minstrel rags. They're filthy. But through Christ, by his grace and mercy, by his shed blood, I've been made righteous in the eyes of my Father. When he sees me, he sees his Son's blood. He doesn't see the sin. And I pray for that every day. And if I sin, 2 John chapter 2 says, I ask for forgiveness and he forgives our sin. But I want to share with you the blessings of serving Christ. I get out in public when I can, and I do try to go to the gym. I like work out very lightly. I'm 77 years old. I don't expect to go out there and do 400-pound lifting weights. I just don't do that, although I do quite well on weights. I've always been kind of strong. But the point of it is this. I go for a couple reasons. I like to stay somewhat physically able to get around. It's hard to serve God and do things if you can't move. But I love getting to talk to people in there, getting to meet people in there. I don't care whether they're young or old, anywhere between. I have seen one thing to the glory of God, that if you speak to somebody with the love of Christ in your heart, 99% of them respond favorably and positively to you and return a warm greeting. Now, that's a fact. That's a fact. You know, in Psalms 113, a few verses say it. Praise ye the Lord. Praise all ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. I want that to be on my lips all the time. No, I'm not talking about I have to stand in the gym in public shouting praise to God and singing hymns. That isn't it. It's a praise in my heart that I pray comes out of my voice and out of my voice into other people's minds and hearts. You know, I'll share the finishing story in a minute, but I got to share this. I meet people sometimes, I know you don't believe this, that irritate the far out of me. Sometimes their habits and their mannerisms, and sometimes even fellow Christians are immature, maybe in Christ some ways, or not having taken time to understand a lot of things. And some things they do irritate me. But then I stop and think, what do I do that irritates my Father in heaven? How many things do you think he can point out in my life that are not pleasing to him? If it's something I see he's corrected in somebody's life in a way that he's making walk more godly, then by the grace of God and by his wording, I will try my best to witness to him. I don't want to beat him down. I don't want to beat him over the head. If they're trying to live right and make a mistake or two, I want to get them by the hand and help them, like I hope they do me, like my Father does me every day. So I pray that in my spirit and in my heart is a communication, a reconciliation before God and between myself and my brothers and sisters. That the love of God shows through me far more than my anger or my judgment. I pray that love God's in me, even from my enemies, which doesn't mean I tolerate them harming my family. It doesn't mean I won't take a life if I have to defend my wife. I'm not saying that. But I want them to see that I'm not out to do harm. I'm out to bless if I can. I was at the gym working out Sunday afternoon. I just sat down at the bicep machine. Young lady walked in. I saw him working out, a young couple working out. And the young lady walked up to the table next to where I was getting ready to work out. And I spoke to her and said hello to her and asked her if she can come in there. We got into a conversation. Very well received conversation from her part, too. And I love sharing. A little bit later on, her boyfriend walked up. I'm not going to mention names, but I will say that he's in law enforcement around here. I didn't know that, but he's in law enforcement. Very kind-hearted young man. We got to talk about different things, and I noticed that they were not married, but I do believe they were cohabitating, which means they're committing fornication. That's what the Bible calls it. But I didn't want to throw stones at him because in this generation, that's as common as saying hello. But the conversation led into different areas. Found out that I went to school with his great-grandpa. Yeah, that's how old I am. And he named after his great-grandpa, his daddy and grandpa had to say the same name. We got talking quite a little while. And I just felt in my heart a warmth for those two young people. And I said, I'm going to tell y'all something's going to seem strange coming from somebody I never talked to before. I love you. I love both of you. I love you in Christ. And the young lady almost started crying. Because she sensed that I was telling the truth in Christ. I had a chance to witness to him, tell him, if you ever want to talk to me, please call me. Let's talk to him about Christ. I told him I've been married for almost 54 years. The reason my marriage has worked is because I've been trying, Marsh and I both, although not perfectly, not anywhere near perfectly, have wanted to do what Christ's will in our lives was. To rear our sons in the fear of the Lord and try to keep our home a Christian home. No, I didn't get anywhere near perfect. No way. But I've been blessed tremendously. Tremendously. But I share with them the reason I was so blessed. Not because of me. Not because I made tons of money, because I haven't. I have a small home out in the woods. It's paid for. I got a warm place to sleep at night. A roof over my head. Had a great supper tonight that Marsha Jean fixed. I mean, I have had a blessed, blessed, blessed life. Especially as I got older, physically, I matured in Christ to understand more about the blessings he gives me. So I got a chance to witness that couple, invited them to give me a call. We could talk more detail. Maybe next time I see him, I may be able to say a few more words and lead them and encourage them to look into what I was trying to share with them. As we get ready to say goodbye to each other, the young lady gave me the sweetest hug. I just kissed her and she said, I love you, sweetheart, and I really do. And then the gentleman came over and bent over and hugged me, and I shook his hand. He said, I'm here for you if you need me. That's not bragging on me. That's Christ in me. And there's no better feeling other than born again yourself than witness somebody else and feeling that clean, fresh, water pouring out of your stomach, springs of living water coming out of your belly and going out into the ears and prayerfully in the hearts of other people. It's so refreshing. It is like drinking a cold drink of water on a hot day. That's what we're here for. From the rising of the sun until the going down the same, our Lord's name is be praised. And I want you to know that the world is going to hell. I mean, we're sincerely, unless God intervenes, I sincerely think in my spirit we're on the verge of a World War III that we can't even comprehend. And I know the future of America because I preached it a couple months ago, a three-hour teaching on American prophecy. I preached the judgment on America. It's in the Bible, folks. It's in the Bible. And it's a three-hour teaching. It comes with a book and an outline. Regular price $39.95. I'll put that on space too. $29.95 delivered. And you know, folks, I don't make any money on that. I pay Phil for his labor and for the DVDs he makes And for the postage, I reimburse him for that. So we don't make a lot of money on those things. That's not the idea of it. We pay our bills because people like you all care. I won't mention the sister's name, but this other day, this past Thursday, I had to purchase another collar printer because lightning surge, a power surge, killed the one I had. It was over $600, about $700. And I just mentioned the conversation with this sister, and she called back a little bit later and told Crystal, and Crystal said, you tell Pastor Butch yourself. She said, don't worry about that printer. I'm sending money for it. Folks, that's how we pay the bills here. I don't sell materials to make money. Yeah, we try to make a couple of dollars, keep the lights on. But this is not a money-making venture. This is a ministry. I've lost a lot of donors over the years. They used to donate to us and even sometimes give gifts to people, to Judy and Crystal working in the office. But they quit supporting us. They don't even talk to us anymore. I don't know all the reasons why. And I really feel sorry that that's happened. But the point is this. Our ministry is still here. And I still love the Lord. And I love you all. I love everybody in Christ because Christ is in me. I don't have all the answers about everything. I get in the news. I cover news, especially during a Christian worldview news and Bible study. And I do know that right now Trump is up the ante with the old nuclear war, putting two nuclear submarines near Russia. Which, by the way, can strike Russia about anywhere in the world already. But he's like, it's like they're playing chicken. Remember, you heard about the game where two cars drive towards each other and first one to swerve is the chicken? Well, that's how it works out to be. In this game, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, America's not going to win this one. It's in your Bible, folks. America's future is in your Bible. Quit guessing the prophecy. Quit guessing what's going on in the world. Get to study and find out what's going on in the world so you understand it. But anyway, we can read those chapters and see what happens to America. And then my God, those are the nations that judge us. But see, I serve a great, marvelous, wonderful, loving, gracious, kind, tender God. Who's a God who's slow to wrath and slow to anger. And for those that love him, his mercy endureth forever. But this same God that sent his son to die for me on the cross of Calvary and went the most cruel death that any man could ever suffer and give us all a chance to come to him is the same God who would damn you to eternal damnation on Judgment Day unless the blood of the Lamb has been applied. That's why I have a burden to witness to people. I don't go in there and scream and say, you live in a fornication, you're going to hell. That is not how you do that. At least not one-on-one. Maybe preaching a sermon with 50 people there, perhaps, but not one-on-one. And I found that the truth, seasoned with love, reaches far deeper in somebody's mind and heart and soul than judgment and cursing, so to speak, of that individual. And if I have that heart for those that are lost, how much more should I have with those who try to serve Christ? Maybe having a hard time doing it. Maybe not material in some areas as I am, as I'm not material in some areas other people are. But I've said all this to make you understand that we're here for a purpose far beyond making a living, learning history, watching current events, all that is vitally important. Vitally important. But we're here to witness of Christ and his mercy and goodness to those around us. I'm very cautious about who I support as far as radio and different things. I'm very cautious about that. Who I give money to in any ministry because I want to make sure that they're doing the things in Christ that are biblical. I don't want to support other programs, Christian or not, who are not bearing the fruit of Christ, even in their speech, much less in their life. They may share share good news. May share, I don't mean good news in a way. It makes you feel good to hear it, but they may share the truth and do a good job covering a lot of things, and they're important. But I cannot support someone who doesn't have a spirit of love in them and to glorify our Father in heaven. Christ come and loved us. Yes, he preached harsh. He preached hard. He made a whipped up the money changers. That's because he was righteous and perfect. And there's nothing wrong with us becoming angry for righteous cause. But his love was extended to all who receive him. That's the difference between a Christian and a well-intended, maybe moral individual who does not understand the love of Christ. Unless someone's been born again, filled with the Spirit, worshiped the blood of Christ, they cannot understand what I'm saying. They can't receive it. And Satan, as I taught this past weekend, will plant seeds of doubt in our minds that will take root and grow if we don't pluck them out. As I taught this past weekend in Bible study, the good master sowed good seed. And while the people slept, enemy come and planted evil seed, planted a bad seed, tares, if you will. And then he left. The point of that was, he didn't have to stay to make sure it took root, because weeds take root much faster than the good crops. You know, believe me, plant a garden sometime. So this is something, folks, we must guard against. Because if we don't, Satan will get a root of doubt in us that will turn to bitterness, turn to anger, destroy our testimony, hurt those around us, and folks, it could literally send somebody to hell. I'm serious. Your testimony really matters. And remember Galatians chapter 6, you're going to reap what you sow. There's a law on that, of sowing and reaping. You're going to reap what you sow. What you sow with your family, your friends, where it may be. What kind of seed are you sowing? Are you sowing the seed of love and kindness and testimony to Christ? Are you living righteous? Yeah, sometimes you may have to make a harsh stand. And separate from somebody because you're living in outright abominable sin, you can't fellowship with them. That's Bible. Especially those who go to church, say they're Christians. Bible says don't fellowship with them, don't even eat with them. Your life, your testimony, it's not so much even how you say, it's how you present yourself. It's your countenance, it's your demeanor. It's how you look somebody with your eyes. It's how you receive somebody in Christ. Doesn't mean that you receive sinners and go along with what they're doing and hug them and kiss them and tell them they're okay. That's not true. That's not what you do. But what you do, you do in love. Because you care. That's the true fruit of true believers. Phone lines open, 717-300-1698.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-206-2000. 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd, that's spelled H-U-R-D, 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we are back on phone lines open. I thought I'd be filling up by now, but they're not so far. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. I'd love to hear from you. I really would. I'd love to hear you. Maybe a testimony or a praise report. Whatever's on your mind. If you want to talk about something else, feel free to do so. I just wanted to give you an uplifting sermonette tonight, I guess you could say. I want to give you inspiration because we live in a very, very, very confusing time. I mean, when a young child is so confused, they don't know whether they're male or female, and their so-called parents go along with that, we live in a very confusing time. This world has changed so much in my lifetime that, to be quite honest with you, when I leave, I'm not going to miss it. I'll miss my family, maybe. But I won't miss the world, the things of the world. I really won't. Because my future is much brighter than anything that's offered down here. We cover issues about what's happening in the world today because we need to. We try to encourage people to prepare themselves for what's coming, spiritually, mentally, and physically, because we need to. But the peace of God that passes all understanding, and the joy is unspeakable and full of glory, it's offered to all of us, no matter what goes through. And I have not suffered by any means like other men have, other people have. I think about my brother Matt down in Texas, whose beautiful wife, and she, by the way, she was a beautiful woman, passed away a few months ago, and how lonesome he must be to have someone he's with in the ministry with, worked side by side, and how much he must miss his helpmeet and his, I guess I could say, support in this world. I can only imagine if Marshall were here to be with me, I don't know what I would do. I don't know how I'd handle it. I know through Christ I could. I don't know how. But I think about people like Matt and others who went through things that I never experienced, and yet they're still going. is still out there moving and doing things for Christ. I mean, I don't know how else I can say except through the strength of Christ, they're still on the trail to glory because of the grace that Christ gave them, and through the hope that it's not of this world. I mean, they're still walking in the path of righteousness for His sake. That is what I want to have a testimony of when I leave this world one day. Folks, I'm not going to leave this world with a perfect testimony because I haven't been a perfect man. I really haven't, and still am not. But when I think about my past life before I knew Christ, before I even considered Christ, when I think about it and the things that I did that I'm now so ashamed of, I truly almost cry when I think about them. And the people I've hurt, that trust me, it breaks my heart beyond words. Now think about how He's blessed me, how He's watched over me, provided for me, and gave me such a wonderful life with a beautiful family. And by the way, most of you all are part of that family because I get to talk to you real regularly on Thursdays or whatever. You're part of the family. And I've lost family members in the fleshly side, in the blood, fleshly blood side. I lost family members in the Lord. He used to call this program very often. Called and talked to me on Thursdays. They went on to be the Lord. No, they weren't perfect people. No, I didn't agree with anything he said. But they loved the Lord and tried to serve Him. They were part of my family. And I do miss them. I truly do. A lot of them were people on the radio almost as long as I have been. As Coach Dave reminded me from time to time, I guess I'm one of the grandpappies of radio. Myself and Rick Strawcutter and a few others started this movement from the church clear back in the 90s, big time in that direction, to warn people what's coming in this country. And for many, many times over the years, I've questioned myself, am I doing the right thing? Why can't I just preach the gospel and be an evangelist like everybody else is? Why can't I just keep it to that? But the Lord kept instilling in my mind, in my heart, warn the people, show them what's going on, teach them what my ways, and show them the results of sin. That's what, by the grace of God, I've tried to do. And by His grace and mercy only, I've seen fruit with that. We're still here. Still swinging the sword and praying to stand. Let's go to the phone line. Let's start with the brother Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch, and thank you for everything you do. That's what I want to say first. And then I had a couple super blessings here the last couple days.
Okay.
And thanks to Call to Decision Ministries. I had a couple 30 to 40 minute conversations with one of my closest brothers in Christ, and he's become a super close friend, and that's Phil Hudock. And
yes.
Phil and I talked about a lot of things, current events, and what we see happening and that. But Phil and Lynn Hudock and their family have been, and that's a Call to Decision Ministry family, by the way, have been their children. They have been a super blessing, all of them, in my life. And then I had a conversation with another Call to Decision Ministry individual, and that is Sandy Early up in Washington State. And she and I talked for about 30 or 40 minutes. And you say, oh, let's have a big mouth. Yeah, I do at times. But they were a super blessing to me. And my point is, Call to Decision Ministry has not only brought great guests into my living room and by my computer where I listen, but they've also brought a great fellowship with the people that are either working for the ministry, such as, and these people all deserve our prayers, so please do pray for them, for their safety, for their guidance, for their protection, and for their blessing, and where needed, healing. Please pray for these people. And I'm talking about three generations, Ms. Judy, Ms. Crystal, and Faith, and for Shannon. There's just so many of them. Now, if you could name them, you'll probably, like I do, I'll probably forget some of them, but look at all of the blessings that I've gotten just from the people that are either working for, associated with, or are donors to Call to Decision. And Call to Decision is worthy of your support. And like I said, they have great guests on, but Pastor Butch is there, and Pastor Butch just gives out a lot of good, simple Bible truths and information, and that's a blessing. So please pray for Pastor Butch's guidance and his discernment and what direction and how fast, what speed he should take, Call to Decision, and how he should keep it going, and help him to keep it going by not only by providing him with, I think of like being in the military. You're getting ready to launch an attack, and what do you have? You have artillery support and stuff to loosen up the enemy. Pastor Butch needs prayers too, to loosen up the enemy fortifications and stuff, and make it easier to present biblical things and the gospel and et cetera, et cetera. So please support Pastor Butch Paw and Call to Decision Ministry with your prayers, with your finances, and by taking advantage of the specials he has. Pastor Butch has written some great little books, just full of common sense, full of biblical truth. And so take advantage of that. Take advantage of the specials that he has. Get some of his teachings. His teachings on what's happening in end times in the United States, and no, things don't look very rosy for the United States because of what, Pastor Butch? Because of Psalm 9:17 that says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God." And I think Pastor Butch would agree with me that in many ways the United States of America has forgotten God, and I don't think Psalm 9:17 has disappeared out of the my Bible. Has it disappeared out of yours, Pastor Butcher?
No, it has not. It certainly has not.
And so we need to remember that. But please, like my friend Gary Roby and Donna Roby, who both of whom tied in with a Call to Decision Ministries, super blessing in my life. Many, many times, and I've talked with Gary and Donna, both of them, sometimes for a half hour or so. And so just, Pastor Butch, thank you for all the blessings that you bring, and thank you for all the blessings that the people that you have around you bring to us, and just thank you for being a blessing, and thank you for your faithfulness, and please, folks, support Pastor Butch by getting some of those specials and helping them out, and help them out with the prayers, too. God bless you, and love
thank
you, Pastor
you,
Butch, and thank you for being there, sir.
Well, thank you for helping us. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That man has been a part of the family for a long time. He's always been a blessing, always been a fellow warrior who did not back up and quit. Let's go to our sister Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Jan.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I can barely hear you.
I said your Call of Decision people will come through. I know they will. I know they want to keep you in the embarrassment of everybody out there, and that ain't just the biblical truth, and no one's going to get it.
Well, Jan, you're breaking up bad, sweetheart. I don't know what the problem is, whether it's my end or your end. Won't you hang up and try calling back in real quick? Please, because it's breaking up something terrible. Todd, was you breaking up on your end, too? I don't know if you heard me or not, but she's bringing up bad, so please call back, Jan. 717-300-1695. Phone lines are open. Love to hear from you. We'll take Jan's call soon as called back in. And folks, again, all praise to our Father in heaven. If I've done something that's glorifying him, if I've earned respect, please, I'll take the respect. But don't give me any kind of praise. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks for caring, and I mean that. With all my heart, I mean that. But just know that I'm only a man, and I do a lot of things wrong. Make a lot of mistakes, and sometimes I outright just do it wrong because I'm mad. That's called sin. That's what I have to repent of. I'm just a man, folks. Please understand that. I'm nothing any better, any worse than anybody else. I'm just a man, saved by grace. I can't earn my way by working, and I know that. So I try to live right for the glory of God and for his glory only, that I can do what's right in his eyes. Let's go back to Jan. Jan, come back on in with us.
Okay, can you hear me now?
That's much better. That's much better. Okay. Now we can hear you.
I was just saying that I have faith that this Call the Decision family will make sure you have enough to continue leading us and showing us the truth and the way.
Well, thank
you. That's your calling. That is your calling, and you're doing, and you do it well, Pastor. You do it well.
Yeah, praise God for that. As you know, I'm just an old hillbilly. You know that, so.
Yep. All right. You tell us that all the time. You're blessed, so God has blessed you, and he's blessed your family because you know who he is. You know he is the truth. He is the way and the light. He is
Amen.
God.
Yes. Yep. Amen.
Well, Daryl just called in from Pennsylvania. And I don't know if you saw my email or not, but apparently the health department is passing out iodine tablets.
Around the nuclear bases there, yeah.
So that is strange. And then we have that family of that little baby, of the guy that's insane. Possessed, I guess, got to be demon possessed.
Oh, yeah.
That
no
shot
doubt.
Those four people. Well, apparently, the grandmother of this child also has two children younger than that 15 year old that he killed. So they're still here, too. So we need to pray for them, for God's grace and blessings on them, and that they are with someone who will help them through.
Amen. The world is full of wickedness. That's why we must trust in Christ.
That's right. The wicked, it's just gone to pieces.
Yes, it has.
Man has decided he's God, and people are just doing right along with him.
As we learn from Scripture and payday's coming, and I mean, I said earlier in the program, we're all going to die. Rich, famous, pretty, ugly, makes no difference. Paydays come for everybody. And how you leave this world matters where you spend eternity.
That's right. You can't look around and blame anyone else for what you've done.
That's true.
Because you're
that's
the one
true.
Who's done it. And God knows
pretty
everything
true.
We've done. And it is only through his grace that we were able to see our mistakes and repent from our mistakes and truly love God.
Amen.
That's the only way. So I won't take up any more time. You probably have more callers.
Well, I appreciate the call, Jan. Thanks for everything.
You're welcome. I'm glad to hear you back on the radio instead of the phone.
I'm on the phone still, but working the best I can to get things hooked up as quick as possible. Sometimes the phone companies don't move at the pace I think they should. But anyway, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thanks so much. All right, let's go next to Frederick. Frederick, where are you calling from?
West Virginia.
Oh, okay. That's right. I remember you now. Come on in. Welcome.
So I appreciate you, Pastor Butch, and I listened to you for many years. I don't know, maybe not 10 years, but not much less than that. And
well, thank
I've
you
so
you much.
More and more until now I listen to every broadcast. And I learned
so much
from the guests. And your comments. Now, I would just say, I just feel on my heart to say this to people listening. If anyone in their Christian walk is feeling confused or like they're going around in circles and they keep doing the same wrong things all the time and prayers don't get answered and you're feeling like a smoldering wick and a bruised reed, I would just, I'm talking to myself here too. Focus on the verses that teach you how to be a servant and that describe what it requires to be a servant of God, and pray to God every day to make you a better servant and look for ways to become a servant to people, the poor and the downtrodden, especially physically and spiritually.
Yes.
And just see what happens. I'd be surprised if that doesn't turn your Christian walk right around into the right direction.
Well, I've learned, as you just mentioned, that when I get my eyes off myself and on others, I become, I'm uplifted and I'm blessed. When I think about me, myself, and I, and what I'm going through, all these things Satan put in my heart for doubt or whatever, I become miserable. I become hard to live with. I'm not a happy individual. But when I put my mind to others and try to pray, try to give our God glory by talking to others, serving others, I'm blessed. I really am, Frederick. And you're right on. You get your mind on somebody else, try to do what's right in the eyes of God and help these people any way you can. The blessings will come and you come on you like a flood. They really will.
Well, like I say, I'm talking to myself too, but I just share that with other people. That might give you some, any people that are listening, that might give them some help to get going in the right direction in their Christian walk.
Amen. Very good advice. Very good advice. Very good advice. I mean, serving others is a blessing in itself beyond words, as I said in the beginning. When I get to witness somebody, Frederick, it's like a drink of cold water on a hot day. It's so refreshing to know that by the grace of my Father in heaven and through the blood of Christ, I have within me those living words to share with individuals. That's a blessing beyond description, if you know what I know. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. I feel it. And
amen.
I'll be praying for you, Butch, and your ministry.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And
thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
On a regular basis, I'll be praying
thank
for you.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate that so much. All right, folks, the phone line's open again at 717-300-1698. Love to hear from you tonight. I know it's been a different kind of program. We've got about 4 or 5 minutes left to have time for a phone call. It hasn't been a program filled with a lot of so-called news. It's filled with hope and love through Christ our Lord. It's filled with something that I can't give you personally, but I know who can. It's filled with a joy and a peace that this world cannot offer you, no matter how good you think things are. Folks, say it again. No matter how good you think God is, whether you're rich or poor, famous or not, you're going to die one day, and all that will mean nothing. It will mean nothing if you don't die forgiven of your sins through the blood of Christ. It'll mean nothing. It'll mean nothing. And I hope you understand that, because to leave this world unprepared, there's no second chance. There's no other way. It's either now or never. That's why I try to witness to people. I don't want to leave this world. I don't want to leave this world and end up in a place I know of torment forever and ever. I don't want that to happen. You can believe what you want to believe. That's up to you. It's your life. But I, for one, want to witness to Christ and his goodness and mercy and share his truth with all that I can while I can, because time is running out. The days are growing short. I'm not going to be able to keep on going like we have been for pretty much longer. 717-300-1698. The lines are open. And I'm really shocked nobody else is calling in just to say hello and maybe share a testimony. But folks, we have been, if you're alive tonight, you got food in your belly and clothes in your back. It come through our Savior. Oh, you say, well, I earned it. I earned the money and bought this at a store and doctor made me well. He did. No. That they were instruments that God used to bless you with. They of themselves are no more than the items they made. Without the blessing of God, had the knowledge to do these things, they could not have done what they've done. They were instruments to bless you. that God used to bless you. Understand that. They didn't do anything on their own. Nobody can, because it all comes from our Father in heaven. Let's talk to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Thank you for taking my call, Butch. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. I'm not bragging on you, but you're one of the first programs I listened to 25 years ago that said, hey, this guy is thinking like I'm thinking. And I'm thankful for that, because I don't find many preachers that the Holy Spirit's got a good hold of them like you have, that expound the truth as it is. Because the truth will set you free, but the truth will also save you.
Amen.
And yeah, you know, I'm thankful for 25 years of listening to you. And I learned
thank
a lot.
You, Joe.
And
thank
because
you so
of
much.
You, it encouraged me to go into radio myself. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm so thankful with you.
Well, I never
you.
Thought I could ever do it. I mean, I love the ministry I'm in deliverances, but I never thought of I would ever be able to do this until I was asked. And if it wasn't for you and my wife, who nagged me to do it, hey, I'll tell you, I didn't want to do it. She wanted to do it, and she doesn't want to do it, and I want to do it.
I understand. I understand. Joan, I don't miss. Thank you. I got to jump to one more call, but thanks for the call, Joe. Thank you for being part
You're
of the
welcome.
Family. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Let's go to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in. About a minute or so, but I'm a little bit longer than that. Come on in.
I'll be quick. Praise for your brother, and I really enjoyed Saturday's service. And
thank you.
I just wanted to call in and let you know, thank you. Thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you for praying for us and being there for us. One for God like you, we would not be here.
Well, I hope you will reign, because as things get tighter and tighter, we'll need a steadying voice.
Well, thank you. Pray the Lord give me wisdom. That's all I ask, because I need all the prayers I can get. I'm only a man, and I mess up a lot.
Well, thank you for what you do, Pastor. We love you.
Well, thank you for the call. Thank you, Tom, so much. And, folks, thanks to all of you being there tonight. I know a bunch of you didn't call in, and that's okay. But thank you, thank you, thank you for loving us and praying for us. And maybe giving God the glory that perhaps this humble servant is doing something to glorify him and edify you. Stand as a witness, folks. Much more than what you say, let the world see who you are, how you live your life, how you conduct yourself in personal affairs, business affairs, every other way. Let them see Christ in you, because you produce the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 6 says, I love you, and by the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night. Dr. Nick Bajic, we're going to discuss weather maybe tomorrow, weather modification with Dr. Nick tomorrow night. Don't miss that. First time being on the radio in years. First time being with me in a long time. God bless. Talk to you soon. Good night. Thank you, Todd.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.